Good evening, candidates. Here's our first question. What is the role of a school board member, and what do you see as the most important skill or attribute for serving on the board? Ms. Rodriguez.
Oh, I get to go first. Okay. So as a school board member, we employ one person. We employ the superintendent. He employs everybody else. We make employee decisions. We do employee dismissals. We approve the annual budget. We approve the tax levy. We maintain all the educational facilities. We attend monthly board meetings, and sometimes there are special meetings that we are asked to attend. A lot we do that. We are available by email. We are available by phone. We get stopped at Hy-Vee. We get stopped at Target. So I believe that just being open with your communication and being available to the people in the community is the best possible, characteristic trait that you can have being on the board, and to be committed to what you're here for.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you. The role of the school board members is to set the priorities and its vision for the district, and they need to help establish the policies that govern our different decision-making processes and evaluate the outcomes of the district and see how those things are working and make the changes that are necessary to make sure that our students' needs are being met, and to review and evaluate and adopt policies that define its intent for the superintendent. But most importantly, I believe that one of the roles of the school board is to make sure when those policies are being set that they look to the community, because the community belongs to the school district, and the school district belongs to the community. It works together, and I just believe that the community needs to help us make the decisions when it comes to setting those policies.
Okay. Ms. Cervantes?
One of the things that I learned when I joined the school board is that we have a few key things that we're responsible for. As Dave Sharp has mentioned, we are responsible for setting the mission, the vision. We are responsible for enacting policy, whether that comes from federal or state entities. We look at those policies and figure out how they're going to work for District 205. We are also responsible for taxpayers, right? Public school is funded by tax dollars, and therefore in that vein, we are responsible to every community member for how your dollars are being spent. And in the past 8 years, I have done my due diligence in making sure that money is spent in support of the efforts that our teachers and our educators are doing within the buildings, making sure that they also, our community has buildings that our students and teachers can feel comfortable doing their work. And then also making sure that in that vein, we are listening to our constituents, students, teachers, community members. We do all have a perspective that we're coming to the table with, whether we're lifelong residents of the community, whether we're educators ourselves, K through 12, or in my case, post-secondary. And we all value the fact that we want our students to graduate from District 205 being able to meet whatever dream, whatever goal that they have. Thanks.